Hello, and welcome to the Euro Digital Partners Marketing Insights Podcast. During this time of unprecedented global crisis, we thought we would re-release all of our past episodes. We know it's a trying time for everyone, especially those working in marketing. But while you're working from home, we thought it would be useful for you to have something topical to listen to. We realize, of course, that we've been absent for some months. Rest assured, we're already beginning work on a whole new season of this podcast. We may change the focus a little, but we will continue to provide high-quality content that's both useful and timely. Now, without further ado, let's listen back. I'm Sean Patterson, and this is the second in a series of podcasts about lead generation. First, an announcement from Euro Digital Partners. We're looking for a few good business developers, people who have a little extra time in their schedule, who can arrange introductory calls. We will take care of the rest and enroll the clients, for which you will be handsomely compensated. Key will be to be good on the phone, so a little charm and charisma will serve you well. We will even show you how to use the techniques and tools needed for success. So, if you know someone who would be good for this role, head over to eurodigitalpartners.com/jobs. So with that in mind, let us continue with the Euro Digital Partners series on lead generation. And in this second part, we will discuss how to use lead magnets and how groups help you develop great leads. But first, lead magnets. A question we often get at Euro Digital Partners is, what is a lead magnet? The answer is simple. A lead magnet is a valuable but free piece of content that helps potential clients. In exchange for this free piece of information, the client is expected to give a piece of information in return. Lead magnets take many forms. For example, we once advised an online photo developer to give away 5 free photo prints when a person gave them their contact information and agreed to receive the company's newsletter. This was a great publicity stunt that spread quickly because with the advent of digital photography, we so often lack the tactile memento that a photograph represents. We look at thousands of photographs every day online, but sometimes it is the photograph in physical form that establishes an emotional connection. That emotionality is what we were trying to sell, so offering a sampling of the product made a lot of sense. A recent example that Euro Digital Partners has used is a roadmap for founders of would-be blockchain firms who are thinking about running an initial coin offering. Upon hitting our ICO page, they are asked if they want to download a roadmap to the ICO, which is a sort of checklist of all the key ingredients required for a successful ICO in 2018. We might even take the lead generation guidebook we developed for our own staff and use that as a lead magnet. No doubt visitors to our site would love that one. Do you have a tool that you've developed that would be useful for someone else and is easily distributed in digital form? Or can you create something like that? Creating something of high value and offering it in exchange for a piece of information is a great way to make contacts. Moreover, this content can make you friends and overcome objections. Now, what marketer or business developer doesn't want friends when they can be converted to leads in sales? What about your business? Is there something you can offer people? If you think of something that would be useful, but need help creating it, let us know through the Euro Digital Partners Facebook group or via email, info@eurodigitalpartners.com. We love to help. Now that we've discussed the importance of lead magnets in developing a cohesive lead generation strategy, let's move on to discuss how participation in online groups can generate leads. Are you a member of a relevant Facebook or LinkedIn group? If you aren't, you should be. Because humans are naturally social animals, and because we curry favor with others when we communicate effectively with them, participating in online forums builds trust and brings your personal brand and the brand of your company first in mind when your services are required. Imagine you want to offer services to digital nomads to help them run their freelancing businesses. Joining local digital nomads groups on Facebook would be an excellent way to attract future clients. What's more is that the more you participate, the more likely people will turn to you for leadership, and that builds your credibility. Or let's say you run business development for a digital marketing agency that specializes in the automotive sector. Joining a group of automotive dealer executives on LinkedIn might be the perfect group for you to spread word about your firm. If you're targeting a niche where Facebook and LinkedIn are lacking groups, try starting a group from scratch. You might be surprised by the number of people who join your group out of curiosity or need. With Facebook, the discussion tends to be quite local, so sign up for groups relevant to the industries and regions you are targeting. For example, if you're trying to target freelancers in Prague, you might start by joining the Prague Digital Nomads group. Let me leave you with a top tip. Remember to make sure your profile is in good shape when taking part online. If you tend to post potentially embarrassing photos online, hide them, or better yet, remove them. If you take part in political groups and you aren't doing political marketing, unfollow and unlike those as well. Removing objectionable material is critical to attracting clients online. While you're at it, spell check your profile and remove any content, including retweets and comments, if it doesn't specifically reflect your professional work. So that's the second part of the Euro Digital Partners series on lead generation. If you enjoyed this section about lead magnets, like us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the podcast and our YouTube channel. If you have comments or suggestions, email us at info@eurodigitalpartners.com. Do not forget to find more insights from us online at www.eurodigitalpartners.com/insights. Be sure to check out our course on pay-per-click advertising at https://ppccourse.eurodigitalpartners.com.